Sing hymn number 34 in the red hymnals. Fairest Lord Jesus, number 34. Heaven can boast. Oh, our great Savior, we praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to you.
Jesus, Father of friends, Lord, Savior. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus,
our great Savior. So thankful this morning that we can be reminded of how great a Savior Jesus is, how great a wonderful Creator He is. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that Jesus created the world. He created the beauty in the world. This morning when I was driving in along the side, just weeds, but this beautiful splash of lavender amidst all the weeds. And I had to think how beautiful that is, that Jesus, our Creator, did that. And it may take some, I can just picture some artist with his beret and gown and deciding to put a splash of color. But this was in the nature of Jesus Christ, our God, the beauty, the diversity, and His grace to deal with each one of us individually. The vastness of the wisdom of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful this morning that He is an individual God. Whatever our problem is, whatever our question is, whatever our struggle is, He knows our frame. He remembers we're dust, as we heard the other day. But Jesus can meet each one of us individually because He is the Creator, the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, and I'm thankful that He is my God and my Savior.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
We can come to Him, the one who sustains, creates, and sustains the universe. And that's not just that awesome thought of all out there, but right here sustains us individually and in all of its finest details. Our lives are held in His hand. And we want to come this morning and pray. I know that there are some needs. Let's remember our camp needs. Some thankful we've been praying for, especially nurses to fill the last two periods, and God has met that need. We're thankful for that. There are still other needs. I know throughout the rest of the season for staffing and for campers, for guests, that God would just come and minister, pour out His Spirit and in a very real, dynamic way. That's our desire, that He would move and draw us closer to Himself. Let's pray for our children, the campers, today, that God would continue to minister there And so there are many needs. I know that on many of our hearts, especially this summer as we've come to camp and we're missing our brother Eddie, it's been on my heart to pray for the family. If they're normal, which I believe they are, times like this, as you're going into a new season and the loss is fresh and that wound is deep, those emotions are even greater. And so let's pray that God would sustain our sister Susan and the children and the grandchildren and give them much grace at this time. And I know all of us feel that loss in many different ways. But God is faithful. And so we come to him for his mercy and his grace today and his help. And so as the Lord leads you briefly this morning, let's just lift these needs up to him in prayer. Jesus, praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come to the throne of grace, oh God. Jesus, our great high priest, who joins us today in intercession on behalf of his people, we come, oh God. Dear Jesus, we come. Oh, blessed be your name.
Lord, we thank you that we can come confidently before the throne of grace because you are our high priest. And I bring this morning, I bring Timmy Barnes to you, Lord. You see this situation, this very rare cancer in this young man, and they hardly know how to deal with it except that they have been, and it seems successful, Lord, but the complications that have set in, Lord, you know all about it. You know everything about it. You created us. You created us in your image, Lord. And you know that you have the ability to totally cure this young man. And so we bring him before you this morning.
Yes.
Knowing that you do all things well. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful song that says that he has granted me forgiveness and I am his and he is mine. So as we come, Lord, we just thank you for that. And we know that when we pray, you hear. And I just feel to pray for this dear sister that had the baby, and you will spare her of the condition she's going through, that
Jesus cleansed that body, yes,
and
Lord,
cleansed
that body, oh God.
This morning we pray on her behalf. I know that you are able, Lord. I know that when I had my son, I had a 50-50 chance, and you saved our lives. And I think back for what the Lord has done. And I just pray for her, Lord, that she will be strengthened, Lord. Because she does need to strengthen, and on top of it, and what she is suffering, I just pray that you'll cover her in the blood of Jesus, and that you will place a scripture, a memory, a song, Lord, in her as she goes through this valley, Lord, and bring her home to her child and husband. We know that you are able, dear Jesus.
Dear Lord.
And we thank you in advance, Lord, because Jesus does make a difference in our lives, Lord. And you have a purpose for her life. And I just pray also now this morning for Santa that has had a need. And you have come into her heart and life, Lord, over the months previous. And now in her sickness, Lord, that you have saved her life of dying from the particular heart problems that were upon her. And Jesus, tomorrow she goes for another procedure. She had 4 operations in less than 2 weeks, Jesus. But we thank you for what you have done, and we pray that you'll carry her through, and that she will look and put her eyes upon Jesus, and that he would already strengthen her faith that she's new in Christ, and that she would know that the Lord is God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, and we pray, Lord, for this individual that has the type of sarcoma that was mentioned. In your powerful name, I pray that you would lay your hands upon her now, God. That she would breathe your life into her, Lord, that she would have newness of life, and that you would give her an assignment for you, Jesus, that you would use her for your glory, and that others will know and be blessed and saved, Lord. We know that when you do miracles, mainly you want people to know that Jesus saves, and I pray that you will use this in whatever way in this path that she's taking now, God. And I know, Jesus, that you are the healer, the great physician. Lord, and your people trust you this morning, and we thank you for the songs, the psalms, the spiritual messages, Lord, that we will hide them in our heart, but we will exercise the faith that you're teaching us, and to remember that, yes, you are greater
yes.
than the prophets and the priests and the kings that were and those that are. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
how great
Lord,
and marvelous you are. We serve
yes,
a God that's alive.
Jesus.
We don't see him. Jesus said, blessed are they that believe in me that have not seen me. He said this to his disciples, and we are his followers, Lord, and we trust him this day.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. We praise you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus.
We love
him.
Lord, I pray for Susan Walpole today and her children and grandchildren. I pray, Lord, that you would come with all comfort. This is your promise to us, oh God. And we pray that today, Lord, you will rejoice in you and find comfort in you, oh God. We realize the loss, but Lord, we pray that you will just fill that,
yes, Lord,
that emptiness, oh God, that you will just come to her in a mighty way, Lord. She loves you and follows you and children do. We thank you, Jack, Lord, that today you will manifest your glory to her as never before, oh God.
Yes.
And she will see Jesus through it all. We thank you, Lord, because you are our you are our strength from day to day, and so just fill her with your strength and with your joy today and in the coming day. We pray in your name.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Precious Savior, divine Savior, praise your name. We're asking that you march up and down this room. Put your nail-pierced hands on each of us, and first with your Holy Spirit, first with your power, first with the wisdom, fill us with that. Father, you know just what it is that we need. We worship thee, adore thee. We pray, oh God, merciful Father, that you would answer these prayers, lift these burdens, encourage our hearts, that we would follow thee with our heart and soul. Oh, Savior, we pray, oh God, for our pastor, his family, his wife, his church. We praise you because, Lord, he belongs to you, and he needs you, and Father, be with him in a mighty way, and we really worship
thank
you, God,
Lord,
because we know
thank
that you can do it. Let your power come down
upon
him more and more, and fill him more and more with your great love, your marvelous spirit, that blessed Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. And we pray that you would meet the needs. And Father, we're praying for even sister, his wife. Bless him, minister, and
Lord,
give and answer those prayers. Lift those burdens. And we pray, O Savior, for each of the children. And we pray for Kimberly, even as she's traveling the blood of Christ over her. Bring them in on fire for Christ.
Yes.
Up with the power of
Christ.
And this John Christian in a special way. Savior divine. We pray and worship the adorable. And here, O God, we present each one before thee. Any minister that's here, we present to you.
Yes.
And we pray for each of us, that we would be filled with your Holy Ghost power. Filled up,
Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord, total glory.
And
Jesus,
fill us, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Fill us, oh God. Fill us, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh God. Jesus, Jesus. Oh God, come. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Lord, hear our cry. God, hear our cry. Jesus, Jesus, we long for your touch. Oh Jesus, come, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
for the counselors this morning, that you pour out your anointing on them. They'll be quickened in their bodies.
Yes, Lord.
And souls. Give them words to speak that they don't even have to think about. But your words will come forth from them.
Lips.
Lord, we pray for a lift in the camp, in the village, in the body. The children will have that wonderful hunger for you.
Yes, Jesus.
Watch rock too for us adults. Oh, Jesus, we pray that you create a hunger in us for more of you. Create it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Enlarge our capacity to receive more of you. Anoint our ministers. Anoint those who play instruments.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have more of you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Lord, you're able. Lord, you're able.
Yes.
Praise
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, you are able.
Yes.
And not only able to do what we ask, but able to do abundantly above all that we could ask or even imagine to ask. So, Lord, come in your power and in your wisdom and in your sovereignty and in your love and your grace, God, come. Minister, Lord, to every need and burden on our heart today. The unspoken needs, Lord, that we carry alone, it seems, and in secret. Nobody knows the heart and the weight, but you do. And we come, Lord, and we cast all our care upon you because you care for us. And so we come, Lord, and we receive not just the miracles, but even as we wait, we receive your peace. We receive your joy. Bless. Hallelujah. And give us assurance, Lord, and confidence. You are a great Savior. Hallelujah. Blessed be our God. Number 63 in our white hymnals, 63. Stand as we sing it.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated.